You know, if you give almost anyone $50 to $100 to buy a bottle of wine, it probably won't be too hard for them to pick a winner. But if you give somebody $5 to $10 to buy a decent bottle of wine, now that's Steve's $10 wine challenge. Hi there, folks. Today on Steve's $10 wine challenge, we're going to delve a little bit deeper into this Syrah Shiraz thing that we dealt with in the first show. Now, if you recall, I have this propensity to sort of take the Australians to task for calling the Syrah grape Shiraz, and of course I emphasize it Shiraz in a sarcastic way, but as I was reading the lie on the back of one of the bottles, which was actually from a California Syrah, they gave us a little bit of education, and I had to eat a little bit of crow. And the explanation was that this wine grape comes from the ancient Persian capital of Shiraz, and the Australians are basically honoring the original name, and so that's what made me have to eat a little bit of crow. But then I dug a little bit deeper, and it seems this Shiraz story is a bit specious. Now, there are some people who claim that Syrah grapes came from Cyprus, and then I found out that there are still others who claim that the Romans brought it to Europe from Egypt. But we live in the age of DNA testing, and on the basis of genetic testing, we now realize that the Syrah grape comes from two very pedestrian and ordinary French grapes, Mondouche Blanche and Derouza. Both are from the Northern Rhone region, and there you go. It's Syrah, you Aussies. It doesn't come from Persia. It comes from France. The French call the grape Syrah, so there we go. We're calling it Syrah. Now that we've taken the Australians to task a little bit, now it's time to give them some strongly deserved high praise. In the, say, $5 to $7 price point, nobody can touch the Australians on Syrah, or as they call it, Shiraz. And we will start with Yellowtail. I'm sure you've seen this stuff. These Yellowtail people threw a whole lot of fairly decent wine on the market for super cheap. Their prices have gone up a little bit, but my understanding is this is one of the best-selling wine brand names in the world. So we're going to try the Yellowtail Shiraz Sick from the year 2004, and it comes from southeastern Australia, and it's $6.99. A few years ago, it was, you know, $4.99, $5.99, so it's, you know, a little bit more, but, you know, still pretty decent. So I have to say that this stuff is hard to beat for $6.99. It's good wine. It's not great, but it's securely in the good range. It's got a nice spicy kind of flavor. It's got this sort of blackberry back flavor that you'd expect in a Syrah. It's a little bit peppery. It's really not all that complex, but very drinkable and fruity. It's got a really spicy nose to it. It's really solid. It's a solid, cheap wine. And for American Syrahs in the same sort of price range, it's really hard for them to compete with this. So let's look at the lie at the back of the bottle, shall we, for the Yellowtail. This Shiraz bounds forward. Note the kangaroo imagery there. This Shiraz bounds forward from the glass with berry and vanilla oak aromas. Subdued earthy tones with soft ripe sweetness are displayed in perfect harmony with fine tannins. This is a great Aussie red that will complement pasta, steak, and even fillet of kangaroo steak. Ew, kangaroo steak. Okay, now turning on to a second Australian Syrah, we're going to review the Step Road Blackwing Shiraz Sick, year 2003 from South Australia, and this was $9.39, so a little more expensive, but again, I could taste the money. It smells really wonderful, it's fruity and peppery, it's got this kind of smoky flavor, and it was the kind of wine that I could tell it was going to taste good just from the smell. It's not your typical sort of big, sweet, fruity Aussie Syrah. It's balanced. The fruit is more subdued, and the smoky spice tones are a little bit more prevalent. It's drier than the typical Aussie Syrah, and it's a lot more complex. It's got this big pepper finish. This is higher-end Aussie stuff for sure. I like it. In fact, I think it's the best Aussie Syrah I've sampled yet. Turning to the lie on the back of the bottle. I have scoured the best vineyards of South Australia. That's pretty dramatic so far, isn't it? to secure the fruit for the Black Wing range of classic varietals. Made out of Step Road Winery, this emphasis is on intensity of flavor and drinkability. It certainly is drinkable. Moving on to paragraph 2. It's a rather lengthy line in the back of the bottle. The complex chocolate and spice aromas of Shiraz are always attractive, leading to a flavorsome... Ooh, good word, flavorsome. Flavorsome, fruity palate which lingers with great appeal, leaving the drinker... Ooh, I like it when you call me drinker. Yearning for more.